chapter 8, verse 1. I'm ready to see what the angels long to see. I'm ready to see just a little bit of what they say the earth is groaning and waiting to see the manifestation of the sons of God. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Say, there is no condemnation to some people. It is some people. Everybody said, just because you come to church, don't think you can't have condemnation. Yeah, you can be condemned and still come to church. Yes, you can. And rightfully so. He said, there's no condemnation to those that don't walk after the flesh. But those that walk after the Spirit, you don't have condemnation. You got to be able to come out. So you're not free if you're walking in the flesh. You're still bound. You need to be condemned. You can't go everywhere you want to go in God. You're condemned. You're shut down. There's a roadblock in the way. But the Bible said there is therefore no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit of God. Well, tonight I want to talk about leaving the flesh behind and going on in the Spirit. Somebody say, I'm a spiritual walker. I'm a Holy Ghost tongue talker. I'm a spiritual walker. I'm a spiritual walker. Some people, they got in them cults, they can walk on flames, but I can walk in the Spirit and get where God wants me to go. The Holy Ghost talked to me today. He talked to me, I was getting ready, and he talked to me and said, you know, just get right on back into walking in the Spirit because I want to take him someplace. I want to take him someplace. You'll never get there until you learn how to follow the Spirit of the living God. You're going to have to learn to walk in the Spirit. You can be flaky if you want to. Now, some will get off and get flaky, and if you don't get the word, you'll just get flaky. But if you get the word and the Spirit together, you'll go places that you could never imagine. The Holy Ghost is telling you tonight, you need to learn to walk in the Spirit. And that's what we're going to be talking about, getting out of the flesh and into the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Glory to God. I'm free from the law of sin. That means I don't have to miss it no more. See, you get into sin, you miss God's mark of perfection. Some of you not going around and doing a bunch of actions, but you're not doing what God told you to do and what God wants you to do, and you're not living up to what he's... Sin is just being in the disobedience in any way. You can start to look at fruits, and many people say, well, I'm not sleeping around, and I'm not drinking, and I'm not cussing. But if you're not being led by the Spirit of God, guess what? You're in sin. We got a whole bunch of sinners. Well, the Pharisees wasn't doing a whole bunch of stuff, but yet they were still in sin. Why? Because they were walking after the flesh and not after the Spirit. You're going to have to submit to the Spirit of the living God. You're going to have to find out and walk with the Holy Ghost to come out of sin. And until you start to walk in the Spirit and live in the Spirit and obey the Spirit, you will live a sinful life. You might not be smoking, you might not be drinking, you might not be cussing, but brother, you are sin-bound of no earthly good until you learn to follow the Spirit of the living God. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin, of missing the mark, and death. You see, many people experience death on a daily basis. They have the vision of God, die daily. God's plan for their life. Every day, God's got something for you. He's got a blessing for you. He's got a miracle for you. He's got a touch for you. He's got a word for you. And before you know it, you didn't kill that word. The law of sin and death comes over there and kills everything good thing that God wants to do for you. Sin and death. Why? Because you refuse to walk in the Spirit. But the Bible says you've been set free from that. You've been set free from missing it, and you've been set free from losing every time you step out and everything dying. The things that God purposed for your life, they don't have to die. Your marriage doesn't have to die. Your business doesn't have to die. Your church doesn't have to die. Your dreams don't have to die. Your vision doesn't have to die. You don't have to die. You can live in Christ Jesus. How many of you are tired of living a life of death and corruption? Everything, you walk in the room and everything just withers away. Slept rock spirits. So everything could be going good, and then you come with your confessing self, and everything just goes bad. But you've been set free from the law of sin and death. You see, we can get on that same people saying, oh, that's just being saved. Oh, that's just being saved. That's just being saved. No, there's a whole lot of saints that are living in sin and death. They're not living up to God's perfect will for their life. The full salvation. We believe in full salvation. We believe you don't have to be sick. You don't have to be broken. You don't have to be depressed. You're set free from the things of the world, and you're set alive to Christ. For what the law could not do, in it was weak through the flesh. God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh. God's will is not going to be filled in us if we walk in the flesh. You need to just shut the book of Romans up if you're going to be walking in the flesh and not in the spirit, see. It's not a little thing, well, I quoted this at First Baptist Church and everything's okay, therefore I can quote this scripture. Or I said this 7 years ago. I watched Billy Graham on TV and I said that little sinner's prayer. No, this is talking about continually walking after the spirit, amen? Isn't it funny how we can take things out of context and develop some weird theology? Guess what? You will lose every time walking in the flesh. You have to continually walk in the spirit. You got to follow Jesus where he wants you to go. See, there's a thing with growing up and gone. When we're babes in Christ, we invite the Lord to come into our life, and he goes with us wherever we go. Wherever we go, we walk somewhere, and he goes with us. But when you grow up in Christ, you stop taking him where you want to go, and you start letting him lead you where he wants you to go. That's the big difference. You follow the Holy Ghost where he wants you to go. Then you'll have a good, prosperous, blessed life. Amen? When you start to yield everything over to the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost finance. Holy Ghost household. Holy Ghost marriages. I'm talking about daily following the Spirit of the living God. Guess what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to walk in the Spirit. And what the Spirit doesn't lead me to do, I'm just not going to do. And what he tells me to do, I will do it suddenly. And if I do that, I'll be blessed. But you can live that way too. He'll lead you if you want to be led. He'll lead you if you want to be led. He'll lead you and guide you into all truth. He'll save you. He'll deliver you. He'll pick you up. So many people just need to give up and start to follow the Spirit of the living God. Who walk not after the flesh, but walk after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Like Brother Marty Blackwater said, continually praying in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. You're not weird if you pray in the Holy Ghost all day long. That's called walking in the Spirit, because I want to be what God wants me to be. But I believe you need to stay in the Spirit all day long, praying continually in the Holy Ghost, singing in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. You heard the word, go forth. Amen. Well, don't do it and die. Don't do it and stay where you are. Be like everybody else, withering away. But there's a life in Christ that we can have as believers. We can live anointed and strong and bold and full of the Holy Ghost. It can get better than this. They thought we were crazy. They ain't seen nothing yet. I'll catch a Holy Ghost wave and never come out. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and never came out. You know, many people want to just come in and come out, slip in and slip out. Get on over there and stay there. Get out of the flesh. Stop walking in the flesh. Amen. People come to church and you're repairing what they did in the flesh all week long instead of going ahead in the Spirit. See, you come to church and get repaired. Well, you could, if you just stayed in the Spirit all week long, you could have just go to the next level instead of somebody pulling you up out of the hole. And how many of you been praying in the Holy Ghost? You want to live in the Spirit? You want to walk in the Spirit? Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the tongues continuously. Some of you cuss more than you pray in the Holy Ghost. But whatever you sow, that so you also reap. Say this, I wonder why mess is always happening to people, because that's all that comes out of their mouth. Mess here, but they're not saying mess. Damn this and damn that, and they wonder why everything they put their hand to is damned. Why? Because that's what constantly comes out of their mouth. Then they say the S-H-I-T word. They're all adults in here. Yeah, you, this, that. And it just slipped. It just slipped. Well, it slipped, but it's also going to slip right on you. Hallelujah. You reap what you sow. Wonder why people are always messed up, stuck in some mess and some junk. I'm teaching the Holy Ghost. It might be a little bit blunt today, but we're going to get you out. Wonder why your life stinks so bad. Your mouth. Many people are living in their mouth. You can't stop cussing. You can't stop acting ignorant and crazy. Hallelujah. Start praying in the Holy Ghost. Some of you don't work. We don't do anything else. Get up under the bed. Get up under the bed. Get up under the mattress and pray in the Holy Ghost and work yourself out so you can come out a Holy Ghost Superman. There is such thing as a Holy Ghost Superman. I'm not talking about a flake. I'm talking about Holy Ghost supernatural people that are led by the Spirit. And this is the age and this is the day when the world is about to see Holy Ghost supernatural people. People that, I mean, you just bump into them and you fall out under the power of the Holy Ghost because they're living with Jesus, abiding with Jesus, and walking with Jesus. Amen? You bump into them, they start confessing Scripture. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk. How many want the righteousness of the law fulfilled in you? Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And so many of us are meditating on our own desires, on our own plans. And we got this scheme going and that scheme. But there is a plan that seems right to men, but the end of that thing is death. Why don't you just hang that up? Why don't you just hang it up and find out what God wants you to do? For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, and they that are after the spirit the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. For to be carnally minded is death, which you meditate on all day long, which you feed yourself on. To be out of the spirit. You need to be, if God is everywhere, that means you can get a touch everywhere. If he's in everything, amen, then you can have him in everything. It's not a stress to have the Holy Ghost go grocery shopping, to have the Holy Ghost go driving in your car with you to stay in the spirit. That's called life. And you train yourself. You train yourself. It starts in a quiet time, amen. You just train yourself and you stay there. It's not a bondage. That's a liberty. Yeah, I believe we're going to do it. To be spiritually minded is life. To be spiritually minded is life. To be spiritually minded is life. And that life is Zoe life. He said, when we're spiritually minded, we receive a Zoe supernatural kind of life. You start to live when you get spiritually minded. You think you don't have a life, but when you get to the point to where you make up in your mind, I am going to be spiritually minded, your life will begin. The life that God destined you to have and purpose for you to have. Just get spiritually minded and stay there, and it'll just come about. Amen. It'll just naturally work itself out. Get on Jesus and get spiritually minded. I'm talking about all day if that's what it takes. I'm talking about taking a little worship break with the tent deck. See, we're going to be spiritually minded. Gee, our fellowship is going to be in the Holy Ghost. Amen. I don't need to fellowship with the world and with the devil. I want to go on with God. I want life and peace. So I want to be spiritually minded, and so also should you be. Because that's the real life. I know we all like nice things. Do you know that's what it's saying? How many of you want something good to happen to you? It says to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Talk about walking and talking and abiding in the Holy Ghost, abiding in the Spirit. You'll receive life, the Zoe life of God. You'll receive a life that you could never imagine you would ever have. That thing you're trying to fight down in the flesh and you can't achieve, because to walk in the flesh, you're just going to receive death and you'll just get frustrated. I mean, but when you get over in the spiritual side, life and peace, it said, and that peace is prosperity. Place of comfort and quietness and rest and prosperity. They'll be able to rest quietly in prosperity. When you live in the Spirit, you will rest quietly in prosperity. Does that mean, yeah, that means you got to put God first. You just stay in the Spirit. You just stay there. Before you know it, don't you worry about it. Let God do it. You just stay in the Spirit and don't you come out. Let the Spirit of the Holy Ghost lead you where you should go. Do whatever he tells you to do. And you'll end up, the place that you'll end up will be a place of quiet rest and prosperity. That's the life that God has destined you to have. If I stay in the Spirit, I'll receive a life of quiet peace that brings prosperity. What do you mean? God will keep you in peace and prosperity comes and hunts you down. But you're not going to get peace till you get out of the flesh and get in the Spirit and stay there. Don't seek prosperity. Seek the Spirit. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. See, many people want the things, amen, but the things will come when you get, it will come when you get in the Spirit. Forget everything and get to the Spirit. Go after the Spirit of God like a wild man, amen. You don't want the Spirit if you can't pray for a half hour. You don't want the Spirit if you can't pray for an hour. You don't want the Spirit. Amen. You want your own way. Well, keep running after your own way until the Holy Ghost reveals it in your heart. And there's one way to get it. That's through living in the body, getting the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Will you realize that you can't do any good thing? Amen. You can't run fast enough. You can't type fast enough. You can't sell enough cars. Amen. You can't paint enough houses. There ain't enough paint in the world for you to paint the houses that could give you what you'd get from living in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. You can't play as many. There's not enough keys on the keyboard for you to work your, I mean, you'd break your fingers on the keyboard, and it won't bring you what you could have by living in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. If you just stop when the Spirit of God leads you to stop. I'm talking about walking in the Spirit will cause you in the middle of the day to stop whatever you're doing and go find yourself a closet and shakaba, hayalaba, shile bamba, daka, sele bamba, da, shiga, haya, and work it out. time we had that kind of life, isn't it? Life in peace. Life in peace. See, we need to tell people where life is. Everybody wants to know where life is. Give me a good hint. Give me a good tip. And they want to run around in circles and run around in circles. Well, I'm tired of seeing you run in circles. I can't stand it when my dog runs around the house. I don't like it. Just going around in circles. Cycle, 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 style. It makes you want to put your foot out and trip him. Would you stop and get on your face before the Holy Ghost and pray and wait and believe? But you're going to want to plow in the Spirit. Don't you know that there's a life out there that you can apprehend? Don't you know there's a supernatural life that you can grab a hold of? And it's right at your fingertips. I saw something in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost preached the message a while back about emergency. That we cried forth emergency, and we cried forth emergency, and we cried forth emergency. And salvation, when he's our Savior and he's our Deliverer. How many is God as your Deliverer and he's your Savior? See, and you need to find out, some people don't get excited about deliverance because they don't know where they're at. They don't understand there's a better place. Glory to God. There's a higher plane. But he is our Savior, and he is our Deliverer. Because God will deliver them. He will send them the Holy Ghost to lead them out. Talk about being led by the Spirit. And I saw a vision. And it was a vision that somebody needed to be, had to receive instruction on how to get better or how to get out. Some people are out there that need to be saved and delivered. They're out there in the middle of the ocean someplace, and a lifeguard goes out there to save them. They're fighting and kicking and clawing in the flesh and carrying on, and the lifeguard would have to literally knock them out to drag them to shore. Calm down so he can lead you out. He'll lead you when you calm down. He's going to lead you out. He's not going to force you out. He's not going to drive you out. He'll let you stay there just as long as you want to stay there. But when you're ready to come out, you submit to the Spirit. You just submit to the leadership of the Holy Ghost. See, he sent the Holy Ghost to you to lead you out. He told me to tell you that he sent the Holy Ghost to you to bring you out from where you are, to take you where you should go. And the problem is you refuse to follow. If you just submit, follow, and obey, he'll lead you to where he wants you to go. How many want to be led? How many want to be led? How many want to be led? But to be carnally minded. You're not allowed to walk carnally anymore. No excuses. You need to come out of the flesh and stay out of the flesh. You need just to drop it. And saints, I thereby give you permission to rebuke everybody you see in the flesh. Now, if they're a baby, do it real lightly. But if they're old enough to know better, and everybody in this room is old enough to know better. Amen. And every once in a while, you got to say, cut that mess out. Cut it out right now in the name of Jesus, or die. About time we just cut it out, or just let you die. People are perishing, and they want to blame it on Jesus. Well, sister, if you would get out of the flesh and get over to the Spirit, you'll live. And you wouldn't die. You'd prosper. You see, you got to figure out how you want to live. So you want to be alive, but you don't want to get up out of the grave. You want to be alive, but you don't want to shake off a couple maggots. For the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither can be. You're not going to do anything in the flesh. You find somebody in the flesh, you want to find a good for nothing. Remember we preach that message, good for nothing. Good for nothing. You find anybody that's in the flesh all the time, they are absolutely good for nothing. Can't do nothing for me in the flesh. Get over to the Spirit. I need somebody that can pray in tongues. Amen. I need somebody that can shout when it's time to shout. I need somebody to have a fit with every now and then. Amen. I need somebody to cast out some devils every now and then. That's where I'm going. That's my fellowship. I decided I want to live. I need somebody that's going to do me some good, not do me harm. And so should you. I just decide I'm going to go crazy for Jesus, and I'm going to stay in the Spirit. So they that are in the flesh cannot please God. How many of you want to please God in the final hour, in the final day? You want to hear him say, well done, thy faithful servant. Amen. You want to have some fruit when he comes. You want God to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You want to put a killing on the devil before God gets back. You want to do something with your life. You want to do something with it, with what he's put within you. You can't please God in the flesh. And in the spirit is in the spirit. Amen. Everybody claimed about being in the spirit, but nobody can do with those that were in the spirit, in the Bible spirit. See, it might not be the same Bible spirit. See, when they were in the spirit in the Bible, they casted out devils, raised the dead, preached the gospel all over the world. They were translated from one place to the other place. They performed all kind of miracles. They prospered when they were in the Bible spirit. You can please God, but in the flesh you can't do anything. Amen. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so, the spirit of God dwells in you. You are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And the spirit of Christ, the spirit of the anointing, he is none of his. But if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the spirit that dwells in you. He'll quicken your mortal body. If the spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it will quicken your mortal body. It will quicken. If the spirit of Christ dwells in you, it will quicken your mortal body. Now listen to me. This is what the Holy Ghost wants to do to you tonight. Quicken your mortal body doesn't just mean make it fast. Doesn't mean make it run a little bit faster. It says it will bring to life. It will bring, quicken means to bring to life, to respirate, to bring back to life your mortal body. The Holy Ghost inside of me is making me come alive. Quicken your mortal bodies. Therefore, brethren, we are not debtors. We're not in debt no more. Woo. We don't owe the devil nothing. We don't owe the flesh nothing. There's nothing that can hold you back to the world. There's nothing. He paid the price for your freedom completely. You travel in first class to your heavenly place. You're not riding in the back of the plane, amen. You're in first class section. You don't owe nobody nothing. He paid it in full. He sent a limousine to pick you up. He sent the Holy Ghost to escort you to where God wants you to be. The Holy Ghost is your bodyguard. He's your escort. He came to pick you up, turn you around, and take you where God wants you to go. If you'd let him lead you. We are no longer debtors. Say, devil, I'm free. You hear the Holy Ghost saying, you are free from the law of sin and death. You don't owe the devil nothing. You can stay anointed. He paid for your anointing. He paid for your liberty. He paid for your life. He paid it already. You don't got to suffer in it. It's paid for what you should be in Christ. You're no longer a debtor to sin. You don't have to pay for your prosperity. You don't have to pay for your healing. You're no longer a debtor to sin and death. Say, what I need in God is already taken care of. It's paid for. I don't owe nobody nothing. Amen. Some of you would realize you pay for your house a whole lot quicker when you found out it was already paid for. What's sin and death? It says you will loan to many and not borrow. Part of your salvation, that Abrahamic covenant, Deuteronomy 28, hallelujah, you can buy it debt free. Glory to God. It's already paid for. I'm anointed because Jesus paid for it. See, that anointing that I'm wearing, it's paid for. Amen. How'd you get that? I bought it. Bought with the blood of Jesus. Bought with a nail, amen. Bought with a thorn. Bought with a spear in the side. This life, which you see, some people might get jealous. They say, he didn't deserve that. They say, no, I didn't, but he paid for it. Amen. He paid for it. What did it cost? It cost a spear in the side. How about a hole in the foot? How about a hole in that hand? How about a couple drops of blood? It's too good. Why is it so good? Because he paid for it. And we don't want to live right. We don't want to walk right. We don't want to stay full of the Holy Ghost when we're no longer debtors. He paid your price. He didn't bought you a stay, gave you a first-class ticket, and you decided to crawl over to the other side. You don't want to move. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? What does it say? How will you ever get out of where you are if you neglect so great? I refuse to neglect how good he is. Amen. When you get up in the morning, you start praying in the Holy Ghost. You go to do your stuff. You go walk, and you look in your wallet. Your wallet might be empty, but get a visual image of Jesus on the cross. When I look on the inside, amen. Somebody might need to carry a couple of nails in your pocket. You start feeling sorry for yourself. Start saying you don't have this, don't have that. You're no longer a debtor to sin and death. Guess what? You don't even have to be bound to sin anymore. You hear me? We don't have to sin no more. We can be free from sin, set free. Drop off alcoholism. We can be free, completely free, whole in Christ Jesus. It's not that easy. No, it wasn't that easy. It cost a heel. It cost a couple stripes on the back. See, it's not that easy. You get me saying? It wasn't that easy. See, it wasn't easy. Healing can't be that easy. It wasn't easy. For you, it was. But for the one that paid it, it wasn't. How can we stay supernatural? It's not that easy. Yes, it is. He paid for it. So you can be a super spiritual Holy Ghost giant. You can be as big in God as you want to. You can be as anointed in God as you want to because he paid for it. Amen. You can go in high and as deep as you want to. I'm set free. I'm set free. I'm set free. There's a Holy Ghost anointing coming to set you free. Anxiety. Those of you that are fearful and anxious, anxiety. God said, you better come out of that stuff. You know why? You know what anxiety? You know why anxiety? Anxiety upsets the Holy Ghost, and God doesn't like anxiety because anxiety is, it challenges the leadership of God over your life. When you are anxious, you are predicting the future. And if you could predict the future, he wouldn't need to send the Holy Ghost to lead you where you needed to go. God did not sign anxiety to you to get you where he wants you to go. It offends him. So say, I will not be anxious. You think your anxiety makes God feel sorry for you? Come to you, know it offends him. Hallelujah. Does not move him, it offends him. You need to quiet yourself. You need to quiet yourself and trust God. You need to quiet yourself and follow. Amen. See, when you get anxious following the Holy Ghost, you tell the Holy Ghost you don't know what you're doing, you don't know where you're going. I will not fear, for thou art with me. I will not fear, for thou art with me. I will not fear, for thou art with me. You are with me, and I'm so scared. You are with me, and I'm about to hang myself. Thing was going so well, then you came, and then everything's a mess. Where are you taking me? He said, absolutely nowhere. I'm going to leave you right here in this wilderness with the rest of those that perished. As long as you're anxious, you're going to stay right where you are. He'll leave you in the wilderness. He'll find your child and get your child over to the other side. Amen? But you'll stay right there. It's a choice. Say, I will not fear. Therefore, brothers, we are not debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, ye shall die. You hear me? I'm here to tell you this right now. If you live after the flesh, you're going to die. You can come to church dead. Why? Doing things your own way, you'll die. Follow your own plan, you'll die. Even a religious plan, you better make sure it's the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Say, I want my life back. And then give it to Jesus. I decided to do things my own way and like to kill me. Almost killed myself. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die, but through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you will live. If you get into the Spirit and mortify the deeds of the body, you will live. Somebody say, I'm going to work on this building so I can live. See, you don't have to go look for your blessing. Work on that body. You'll live. Mortify the flesh. You'll live. Isn't that easy? Give you something to do. For as many as are led. Anybody claim to be a child of God? You're not a child of God until you're led. I'm a child of the king. Then why are you so broke? I'm a child of the king. Then why is your life so messed up? I'm a king's kid. Well, your father must be awfully broke. Or he's a deadbeat dad. I don't think so. For as many as are led. How many want to be able to call God Abba Father? Abba Father. How many want to come into your rights as children and heirs of God? Amen. Join heirs with Christ. You need to be led. Then you'll come into sonship. You need to be led by the Spirit. Then you'll come into sonship. If you ain't led by the Holy Ghost, you ain't no child. You can try to cash that credit card. They might get you for a forgery. Many people going around there using the name of Jesus. He said, didn't I do this in your name? Didn't I do that in your name? No, but you wasn't no child of mine. I don't know. You never did. How did you prophesy in my name, cast down devils in my name? That means they had to go to church and learn to do it. Then why? Why? They were using the name, but they wasn't no child. Why? Because they were never led by the Spirit of God. You can say all you want to, but if you're not led by the Holy Ghost, that's not some people were led to cast out some devils. Said, in this guy's name, I cast you out. Amen. And they beat him up and stripped his clothes off of him. Why? They thought they were something that they weren't. See, you don't know how good it can get until you start to learn to yield to the Holy Ghost. Then things start to take over. See? Then stuff starts to happen. Why didn't this happen? Why didn't it happen? How can when that one prays, it happens and then nothing happens to me? What about me? All this other stuff. Why? See, you're not led by the Spirit of God. See, you want God to prosper your deal. He ain't concerned about what you want. He's got a plan better than your plan. And he don't have to convince you that his plan is better than your plan. As many as are led by the Spirit of God. You want to be a king's kid? You want covenant rights? You want him to put the robe on your back, his ring on your finger? You want the authority that Jesus had? He said, "As Lord, I delight to do thy will." See? How many of you want to be a child of the king? Then you have to be led by the Spirit. He's got to lead you by the Spirit. He said, "My sheep know my voice." What does that mean? If the sheep know his voice, that means that there's some leadership there, somewhere shepherding. They're able to be led. My sheep know the voice. That means they're apt to be led. If the Holy Ghost is not leading you and you so rough in your own way, guess what? You got some problems. You're not a child of the Father. You're doing things your own way. As many are led by the Spirit. This is the Bible. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, if children, then, if I'm this, then I get that, okay? If children, then heirs. If children, then heirs. Children hear his voice and are led by the Spirit. Get led by the Spirit, then you'll be an heir. The Holy Ghost was the seal of your inheritance in Christ. The Bible tells you that. Whereby giving you the Spirit, whereby it's the seal of your inheritance. He will lead you to your inheritance. Why don't we tell you to pray in the Holy Ghost? It'll lead you to your inheritance. You're not going to find it. It's hidden. You can't get there. You'll never get to your inheritance unless you're led by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. How many are glad you're an heir? If children, then heirs. Heirs of God. How would you like to be the heir of Bill Gates? We got better than Bill Gates. Heirs of God. My father owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. Heirs of God. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. How did you get that? My father owned it. I inherited it. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Then heirs. I'm an heir of the earth. If children, then heirs, and not just any kind of heir, an heir of God. Join heirs with Christ. What do you mean? Whatever he gave Jesus, he gave it to you. Ain't no stepchildren in the kingdom of heaven. He loves you the same love that he loved Jesus. See, if you're led by the Holy Ghost, you go up to heaven and ask God for a glass of water. He doesn't see your face. Your face, you look just like Jesus to him. You look just like when you're led by the Holy Ghost, because Jesus was led by the Holy Ghost. He got up out of the water when he was baptized, led by the Spirit. Follow the Spirit everywhere he should go. I'm not going to do what I want to do, Lord. Father, but I delight to do thy will. See? And when you go to the Father, you look just like Jesus. Join heirs. I'm just as rich as Jesus. Join heirs with Jesus. Join heirs with Jesus. He's a king. He's a king. He's a ruling king. He's a prince. He's a ruler. He's the king. He's the great Messiah. Amen? All things were created by him and for him. And I'm a joint heir. If so, that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. What's that suffering? Your suffering is this. Let me tell you what your suffering is. Not what the devil does to you. You get broke because you're disobedient and blame it on God and call that suffering. You get sick with cancer because you don't follow what the Lord told you to do concerning your healing. Don't call that suffering. The suffering that he called you to suffer to put the flesh under. That's the only suffering you're going to do. That's the only suffering is to submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Suffer by keeping your body under. Amen. He crucified his flesh. He suffered and crucified his flesh. That was his suffering. The crucifixion of his flesh. Him not saying, Lord, not what I want. See, you don't get to do what you want. You do what the Holy Ghost leads you to do in everything. He's Lord of all and not Lord at all. See, that's the suffering. Oh, you're suffering. Did you wake up and say, Lord, where do you want me to suffer today? I'm going to lay down my life. I suffer this life. I suffer this life. You see, it's not even a suffering. Glory to God. Who wants it? That's not even suffering. What could that life do? It's death and corruption anyhow. That's all he calls you to suffer. Thank you, Jesus. Suffers you. Guess what? You don't know it all, so you don't do what you want to do. Do what the Holy Ghost leads you to do, and he calls that suffering. And if you do that, you'll be glorified with Christ. You're going to want to do what you want to do every time. You're going to want to run your mouth. You're going to want to get mad. You're going to want to hold back. You're going to want to do what you want to do because you deserve it. But if you stay in the Holy Ghost, you'll do what he wants you to do. You'll suffer. He'll empower you to suffer. Some of you can't suffer because you don't pray enough. Jesus went to the garden and prayed all night long. He prayed his way through so that he was able to suffer. See, and that's the problem with people, why they can't live effective Christian lives, because they don't pray. See, Jesus couldn't have done it either if he didn't go to the Garden of Gethsemane and pray all night long that the Lord would strengthen him to endure what God wanted him to do. So that's why we pray. See, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So you pray to build up yourself so that you can suffer as God has you to suffer, to lead that life that he wants you to lead. You don't pray in the Holy Ghost, guess what? You will never walk in the Spirit. And if you don't walk in the Spirit, you'll never live the life. You'll never get any promise He ever designed for you to have. How many are going to stay in the Spirit? Don't be dumb. Don't just sit up here and hear this thing. Don't be dumb. Just do it. Just do it. Let me, two easy things. This is how you do it. Pray in the Holy Ghost all the time. Pray in the Holy Ghost all the time. Stop thinking you know it all. Shut up. That's the first step, and He'll lead you in what you should do after that. Amen? Keep the flesh under. Discipline yourself to pray in the Holy Ghost for a half hour every day. Some of you might have to go for a walk. Some of you might have to go for a walk. So just go for a walk and pray in the Holy Ghost. Some of you might have to pray in the Holy Ghost as you take your shower or put your makeup on. Amen? Gloria Copeland prays in the Holy Ghost as she's putting her makeup on. The best one, she says, when she gets out in the morning, she throws herself out of the bed and she starts running her mouth in tongues. She does it whether she feels the anointing, when she feels the anointing, when she doesn't feel the anointing. You don't have to feel the anointing to pray in the Holy Ghost. I did not say get up and feel the anointing. I said get up and pray in the Holy Ghost. See, and then there's another thing. So you pray in the Holy Ghost. You will to pray in the Holy Ghost. Paul said, I will pray with my spirit, and I will pray with my understanding as well. So I will to pray. Amen. God's going to give you a will to pray. And there's another type of prayer. When you feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost coming on you, you just start running your mouth. You could be washing a dish, and you'll feel that impulse of the Holy Ghost. And see, that's God trying to birth something. He's trying to bless you with something, and all He wants you to do is speak it into existence. Isn't it something? You'll feel something in your spirit and you don't know what it is. And many of us want to talk in English. Shut up and pray in the Holy Ghost. Many of us run for the phone. Run for the phone. Put that phone down and you get with God and say, shut up. I'm sorry, I got to bring this thing about. I got to work this thing out. See, and the anointings come on some of y'all in those places, but you wouldn't move. I don't care where you are. Do it. Wherever you are, just go on, preach, dance, shout, run. Do what God tells you to do. Give Him a shout of praise. Y'all need to give Him a Holy Ghost. Give God a praise together.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.